Let's talk about AI in Connecticut. So Central Connecticut State University, they opened a new AI corridor packed with cool tech like holograms, robot dogs, and an AI-powered synthetic human. Can we get a hologram in the studio, Kevin?
I would love that. Yeah, it could be like our little intern over there. We have the hologram intern.
I love that. The space includes classrooms and research areas for hands-on learning, letting students interact with the tech and practice programming. I think that's a lot of fun that the students have access to resources like that.
Yeah, because the future, you know, as much as people say like, oh, we don't want it to take jobs and things like that, these kids at this age, they're going to have to know the technology and know it going forward for the future of AI.
It's true. By the way, CCSU also plans to share this experience with the local community through outreach programs. Thank you. Yeah, sharing is caring.
Nice.
Okay, Connecticut had a huge turnout for the last day of early voting. Over 500,000 people casted their ballots ahead of the big presidential election. And voters, they loved the convenience. They said it was quick and easy and something that they would definitely do again. I think this is going to change how campaigns operate. People, it's showing that people are like very engaged and present. They're showing up for something that really matters. Kevin, you are the only person in Connecticut that didn't take advantage of early voting.
Do you think I'm just going to be the only one there on election day with my like American flag? Like, just okay, guys, I'm here at the bake sale.
I think the lines will be very short when you go.
There's nothing again. You know, I love that so many people early voted. It's great to get out there and get your vote in. There was just something for me. I like the tradition of going on election day.
Oh, definitely.
I just like the getting up and going out and getting to the polls and there's people in line and the signs and you get your sticker. Like, it's fun.
It's painting a whole picture.
It's true.
I have a feeling, though, that the early voting days also looked a lot like that, Kevin.
Right. Although I did talk to some people that said they went like early and they said it was kind of weird because there was like, you know, they went like in the middle of early voting, not like the first day it started.
Yeah.
And they said it was just kind of like empty, like, hey, guys. Oh. And they just walk in, vote and walk out. Like, no lines, I guess. So that's good. But
I guess everyone has a different type of preference. We will check in with you tomorrow to see how everything turned out when you went to vote.
Right.